You are listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man, Detroit's number one late, live, local sports show.
Oh, it's so good.
All right, now it's time for a sports rep. His name, the man, Mark Wilson, sponsored by Sporty Cuts for the best haircuts in Detroit.
Here we are right at 8 o'clock. The Wings have started the second period against the Canadiens down at the Joe. 2-0 Montreal leads. Poklanek with both goals. He's got 20 now in the season for Montreal. That's where it stands right now. Second period just underway. 2-0 Canadiens over the Red Wings. Obviously, every game's important now with about 10 to play. Exhibition baseball in Lakeland. The Tigers beat the Braves 9-3. On the day he gets the big $300 million extension, Miguel Cabrera with a three-run jack in that game. Max Scherzer, who got nothing and liked it. 6 2/3, 2 runs, 4 hits, 6 strikeouts. He's ready for his first start next week. Alex Gonzalez and Brian Holiday both 2 for 3. So 9-3 the final over Atlanta. 14-12 now in the games, the exhibitions, and 2 games left against Tampa tomorrow will be the first of those two. Pistons host LeBron James and the Miami Heat tomorrow night. Bad Boy reunion night. Isaiah and company will be in the hizzy, in the palace hizzy. MSU and Michigan 1 day away from the Sweet 16. Local scores first. Sports Night with Parker the Man, presented by Sporty Cuts. Sweet 16 hoops, South Region of Memphis. Dayton is doing its thing again. With Morgan Miller watching, her husband coaching, Dayton leads Stanford 37-27 first half, a 10-point lead at Memphis. Coming up, UCLA and Florida later. West Region at Anaheim just underway. Bo Ryan and Wisconsin lead Baylor 10-6 early on. Steve Fisher, San Diego State Aztecs against Arizona will be the later game in the West Region in the Honda Center. NBA tonight, Portland leads Atlanta 19-16 in the first, just getting started. Philadelphia at Houston, the Sixers going for 26 losses in a row. That would tie the all-time NBA record. Other NHL, Blackhawks, Bruins no score first. 1-0 Coyotes over Devils in the first. And the Kings, same score over the Penguins in the second. Hurricanes lead the Panthers 1-0 as well in the first. PGA Texas Open Golf, round 1 in San Antonio. It's Pat Perez and Danny Lee, 4 under par 68s. They have the one-shot lead on 4. Phil Mickelson absolutely dead last right now on the leaderboard after round 1. There's actually still some guys on the course. It's about 7 o'clock out there. Shot a 5 over par 77. And Serena Williams is heading to the Sony Open Tennis finale, probably against Li Na, unless she's upset tonight. Williams over Maria Sharapova, 6-4, 6-3 at that women's semifinal. And the Wings have now scored. So it's now a 2-1 game in the second. Montreal leads the Wings. They have just scored to make it a 2-1 game. That's your sports wrap brought to you by Sporty Cuts on 7 Mile between Outer Drive and Myers. Oh, wait, that's right. I got to give you a thumbs up. You know what else it is today, Rob Parker? Do you know what today actually is?
What is that?
I'm giving you a thumbs up. What? What's wrong? You can't hear anything? Or you hear something?
I can't hear. I don't hear anything.
I know, because I'm asking you what it is today.
Okay. It's a TV theme song Thursday.
Play along.
All right, I got you. I love this.
Just the Who.
I know, but I love it.
I do miss CSI Miami. I miss it. I was a constant regular viewer, so every episode. Jonathan Togo.
Another show I didn't see it during
Rex
its
Lynn.
Run. I saw it during the reruns, of course.
Eva LaRue.
All right.
David Caruso.
And we got a...
That's Horatio Hornblower or whatever his name was.
We also got a request for what, the Boondocks? All right, the Boondocks.
The Boondocks.
That'll do that. We'll do that next coming up. That's from EP.
I just heard the Boondocks. Someone was making a big deal about the Boondocks yesterday. I don't know why, where I saw that.
Do you know that theme?
The Boondocks? Someone's making a thing about the Boondocks.
No, I don't know that theme.
You don't know that? Have you ever watched the Boondocks?
Yeah, I watched the Boondocks.
Okay, but he don't know the theme.
All right, Rob, bust it out. What do you got?
Let's do it first. Jumping into my thing right
absolutely.
Away?
Absolutely.
All right, it's very simple.
Give my bracket back.
Before
Rob doesn't have a bracket.
Before the tournament starts, do you have a bracket?
No, I didn't even make a bracket.
See, Mark, he plays college basketball. He does not have a bracket.
Dan McNamara made up for him. I'm sure he's got 12 brackets.
Dion Dismute Wayne State.
Why did you not do a bracket? Why does a sports guy not do a bracket?
I didn't come to think about it. I didn't. really get into it.
He's got other stuff to do. That's his
thing.
He's a young guy. He's going out with chicks.
Everybody doesn't do a bracket.
I know everybody does a bracket.
Everybody doesn't do a bracket.
Right, Dan?
Matt, even did you do a bracket? See, Matt did a bracket. Everybody did a bracket?
If it was for nothing other than the...
No, EP and Gary, no bracket.
So you didn't want to win $1 billion?
Nobody was going to win $1 billion. We already knew that. All right, our telephone number, 248-848-1130.
So, bust it out.
Oh, okay. Well, I said before the tournament started, Michigan would go further than Michigan State. Everybody, because of the Big Ten tournament, everybody jumped off of Michigan, and everybody was on Michigan State, even President Obama. Oh, yeah, Michigan State's going to the going to win the championship. Not even going to the Final Four. Going to win. And I'm saying I'm going with Michigan. Mark, they were tested this year. They beat three straight top 10 schools, right? They had their injuries. They had their issues. And they still beat won those games. I like the what they're made up of. I'm telling you, they're going to win, and Michigan State's going to lose.
Dave, you're on Sports Night with Parker the Man, back on the Fan. Hi, Dave.
Hey, what's going on?
How you, Dave?
Hey, I'm all right. Hey, bro, what happened to Deion Harris, man? Because I thought he had a better pro game than Manny Harris.
We have an answer to this.
That's why Deion Dismute from Wayne State is here with us, and Deion, he knows what happened.
Deion went overseas. He played overseas. I want to say in Germany, so he over the water.
No, I know he's over. I know he's in Japan right now. But I'm just saying, I thought he was gonna be a pretty good pro ball player. He had a better game than Manny Harris, to me.
Yeah, but you know what? I thought
Manny Harris had a better game. To be honest.
You know what? But it's always a crapshoot. There's a lot of guys who just don't stick or aren't in the right situation. That's another thing that's big. You got to get in the right situation.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you remember. Do you remember Anthony Mason? You remember him, right?
Yeah, I'm amazed. Anthony Mason.
Okay,
yeah.
Anthony Mason was on like four or five teams and couldn't get any run or anything. And he finally got over to the Knicks with Pat Riley, who was using that rough and tough basketball, you know what I mean, physical.
Right. Right.
And then he got
right.
a job and he got a big contract and he got to play for right. years. So sometimes yeah. if you don't get with the right team in the right situation early on, you could easily get put out the league.
Yeah, that's true.
Who you got tomorrow? Who you got tomorrow, Michigan or Michigan State moving on or both?
Both moving on.
Is that a homer pick? Everybody just both? Oh, yeah, Michigan State?
Yeah, most likely. But you know what? I think Michigan will probably go a little bit further. I think they got better depth, you know, on their team than State does.
And you know, Tom Izzo doesn't do that well in big games. You know, go look at his record. I want somebody to look it up. Look at his record in the Final Four. It's not good.
And he refused to allow Derek McDowell to come on the team. You know Coach McDowell, don't you?
Yeah, I know Coach McDowell.
Coach.
Yeah.
Why won't he put him on his staff? I mean, it's just not his pick.
Man.
Well, it's just not his
politics.
Pick. Well, you know, politics. All of sports is politics. All right, anything dealing with people are politics. But we appreciate the call.
Sir. Thanks, Dave.
All right, 248-848-1130. Mark, so you think I'm crazy? And you think it's an anti-Izzo thing?
No,
it's not.
I have a bracket.
It's respect for Michigan is what I have. I have respect for Michigan.
I had my university exiting in round two.
Okay. But now you have them
going
where?
Look at McNamara's face.
Dan is sick because he's a Michigan State guy, another Michigan State slappy.
But let me preface this, and I said this on our podcast because we just started this show this week. On the podcast, which you can listen to, I said, I firmly believed Cincinnati was going to beat Harvard. I was around enough AAC games this year to believe more in that conference than other people have. So I gave Cincinnati the upset to beat the Spartans. I said, if Cincinnati somehow loses to Tommy Amaker and Harvard, State will beat Harvard. Now, I can't go any further than that because I still had them losing on my bracket to Cincinnati. So to come with it, I had Michigan going all the way to play Duke. But, of course, Duke ran into Mercer, so I didn't have that. That was by the boards. So I had Michigan actually going further than I had Michigan State going.
And that's all I said.
Now, I
said this on Sports Final Edition. If I had to pick between the two, I was picking Michigan because they beat three straight. It hadn't been done since the 80s or something, three straight top 10 teams. I mean, they had their injuries. They have their other issues. That tells me something about that team, including going to Michigan State and winning in that building.
On the reset, I'll tell you what, we'll do this, we'll do that, we'll talk about the reset, we'll take more of your calls, hang tight, 248-848-1130. Sports Night with Parker the Man. Do you want to hear it right now? Boondocks?
Yeah, let's do it. That's
EP. How about
EP?
A little Boondocks? Is this it? Put up the music. Let's hear if this is the thing they want. I don't know it, so this is...
I am the stone that the builder refused. I am the visual, the inspiration that made ladies sing the blues. I'm the spark that makes your idea
right. There you go. There's the Boondocks for the TV theme song Thursday. Sports Night with Park and the Man. Mark and Rob, doing some Boondocks for you.
Boondocks
on Thursday night.
I used to live in the Boondocks.
Kind of still do live in the Boondocks compared to where we are now. 248, 848-1130.
Hey, this is Joe Dumars, and you're listening to Detroit's Late Night Talk King. Sports Night with Parker and the Man. Rob and Mark do it right.
You're listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man on Detroit's 1130 WDFN The Fan.
All right, Parker and the Man, Mark, for 24 seconds.
24 Seconds Bar and Grill in Berkeley is the place to be for everything sports. We've been out there so many times. We love that place. We've done live shows there. 24 Seconds has what, Rob Parker, that you love so much?
They have many craft, local craft beers, including, Mark, Shorts, Founders, Bell's, and Atwater Plus. Many craft beers.
And you know what else? You can catch the opening day shuttle to the big opener on Monday. That would be your March 31. And for $35, you get a food, a drink, and a round-trip transportation. I mean, Bob loads it up for you on that opening day shuttle.
That's right. Or, Mark, you could just jump on the bus for $25 cash. So reserve your seat now, 24 seconds, where every seat is a great seat.
The madness of March as well. You know, March Madness is, of course, going on tonight. We got it tomorrow, this weekend. And it continues with great drink specials all day, every day during the tournament.
That's right. And, Mark, they have some great food specials like homemade mac and cheese or the blackened tilapia. I love that stuff.
This is how sports were meant to be viewed, people. Head out to 24 Seconds Bar and Grill in Berkeley. Every game being shown on the big screens out there. Lots of televisions for you and just great food and drink. 24 Seconds in Berkeley, 24secondsbar.com.
Hey, Mark.
Yeah?
Go get 24 Seconds. This is for us.
Welcome back. Your dreams were your ticket out. Welcome back.
Mr. Cartier.
Same old place that you left.
Where's Gabe Kaplan when you need him?
Well, the names have all
changed. This is our song right now. Welcome back. Hey, we're back at WDFN. You should come back too. Very simple.
What are you guys snacking on? Some walnuts?
Yeah, healthy. What I eat before? What I eat before the show?
Walnuts.
A lot of salad. Mark, can you even see what I ate?
See, you know, Rob's thing is he's always going to be like 35 years old. Back, he doesn't account for old people. He doesn't account for the old people. Welcome back.
I know it has a different ending on it.
Here we are at 8:20. We're almost halfway through the program on this TV theme song Thursday. Our number 248-848-1130. You can watch us. We're live streaming on the web. We got our minions here, our video minions, Matt and his minions, or at least a minion, at parkerandtheman.com or at the Premier Sports Talk Network.com. And don't forget, you can email us at parkerandtheman@yahoo.com or check us on Facebook and Twitter and get a hold of us that way. KC, what's going on, man?
Hey, happy TV theme song Thursday.
Thank you, KC. What's happening?
I'd like to request the Flintstones.
All right, we can do that one. I love
it.
That.
You got it.
I've got that.
I'll set it up for you right now.
And you know what? I love that song because of the last line. You know what it is, right?
Yes, well, they'll have a gay old time.
There you go. And, Rob, you just happened to be talking about eating nuts on the air.
Oh,
so.
Stop. Walnuts.
Oh, okay. So I wonder why Rosie O'Donnell got cast as Betty now, don't you?
Come on, man.
Oh, I don't want to get into the whole gay marriage thing.
Yeah, please, stop it. Stop.
I know, because I'm married and I got kids, and there's nothing happy about either of them, I tell you.
Unbelievable.
You are a real testimony to matrimony.
Well,
testimony to matrimony.
Yeah, well, I tell you, it's all about gay unions. And, you know, I hear the union dues to get in is a pain in the ass.
All right. On that note, thanks, KC.
Oh, was that it? Was that his thing? That's all he had?
He just had his material. All right, Mark, so give me your Michigan State now at this point.
All right, on the reset, against Virginia, I have to remember, Michigan's playing Tennessee, which was one of the first four, you know, playing in, so this will be game three already for Tennessee. And Michigan State has, you know, Tony Bennett, I love that, man. I can't get past it. Every time I see Tony Bennett coaching, I just think of Alec Baldwin doing his Tony Bennett impersonation on SNL. Have you ever seen it, Rob? I'm Tony Bennett. Cats and chicks, come to my concert. I'm Tony Bennett. I did a thing with Lady Gaga. I love Lady Gaga.
What's it called? Alec Baldwin is talented.
Very talented.
I told you that his Charles Nelson Reilly one is the killer.
Yeah, it could be an all-timer.
Am I right, Mark? Yeah. Come on. Is that not an all-timer?
I mean, you may know, if you don't see Alec Baldwin on SNL, that's where he kind of loosens up.
Have you ever seen it, Dan?
Oh, it's very funny. But his Tony Bennett, if you're he got the hair going, the fake hair. He's got the whole, you know, cats catching chicks, you know, boop, bop, bop, bop. And he's got the little, you know, scat, thing, that. And he's, I'm Tony Bennett. He keeps saying it, like, because that's what Bennett, you know, he's such a self-promoter. He's still out there touring, too. All right, so, yes, so Tony Bennett and Virginia, you know, getting no love in this tournament whatsoever. I mean, from jump, it was always about MSU. Like, you know, everybody at CBS picked them. ESPN's guys picked them.
The president picked them.
The president, the Fox Sports guy. Everybody picked the Spartans. They were the team du jour of this season.
Except for me.
Because you hate Tom Izzo.
I do not, Mark. Can you just not say that? Why would I hate Tom Izzo?
It's not hate. You hold him to his feet to the fire.
Like everybody else. I just don't.
No, you hold Tom to a higher standard.
No, I do not.
Oh, you sure as hell do,
no,
young man.
No, I do not.
Oh,
I
yes,
do not.
You do. His standard.
I told you about Jim Boeheim. He's been there 35 years.
You don't hold Bo Ryan to a national championship.
No,
but you love Bo Ryan.
Bo Ryan beats Tom Izzo. And
not
he
anymore.
Shouldn't, Mark. And he shouldn't.
Not as much anymore.
Go look at the record. Go look at the
but
record. And what players does Bo Ryan have? What players
does
he have?
But that's what I'm saying. You hold.
Right? Yes or no?
Yeah, but you're the one who says Tom Izzo doesn't create NBA players either anymore.
He doesn't. But he gets better talent than Bo Ryan.
But why can't Wisconsin have better talent?
But he doesn't have. You're not going to get any brothers to go to Wisconsin. They're not going there. They're not. I don't care what anybody says.
Why not, Rob?
They're not going there.
Why?
It's cold cheese and ugly women. They're not going. Dion was recruited up there. He wouldn't go.
Were you?
No, I'm just kidding.
No,
I wouldn't go.
Yeah, they got Trayvon Jackson. Thank you very much, EP. What about Jimmy Jackson's son went to Wisconsin.
That's only because he wanted to get a job at the Big Ten Network, and he figured that if he sent his son there, they'd hire him because Wisconsin and Chicago.
Michael Finley played at Wisconsin.
Whatever. Those are the long old days.
Oh, anyhow.
I've said this. I've talked to Tom not too long
ago. You already said it 2 days ago. We all know you don't hate Tom. You like Tom. You actually wanted him to be the Pistons head coach at one point. And I think you would be all in on that again.
That was 14 years ago. I'm not anymore.
You would not be in that anymore? Why?
I just don't think his style works in the NBA. I don't think he'll be successful. I really don't.
So you think that he hasn't, in 14 years, graduated enough to where the league is now to actually be a successful
team? Players in this league
will
not accept that kind of yelling and screaming. They're not. And that's what Tom Izzo. Have you ever been around him? Doesn't he scream at the guys? I want you to be honest. And you don't have to name anybody's name. You talk to the players or whatever. I've talked to many people say they do not like Tom Izzo as a coach. Now, they go there and they do what they got to do.
I'll hit the council.
Okay. But you know what I'm saying. So you tell me.
Yeah, I don't think Izzo's style of work in the NBA. But I think he's a good college coach, though. A very good college coach.
Yeah, because he has the reins. He has their scholarships in their back pocket. They got to deal with it, right? It doesn't mean that they don't like that they like you.
No, hey, Gary, let me just tell him something. Gary, can you pull it down for me? Because I got to set something up. We have the things. I don't want to hear him on the air. There you go. Thanks, man. So you hear from other players that come back for the summertime that they have a difficult time playing for Tom. I've seen it firsthand. You don't have to tell me. I've seen what he does in practice.
You know that, Mark.
Judd Heathcote was very similar.
You think that's going to
work? He's not the only guy that yells at guys in the country.
No, but you think that's going to work in the NBA where guys have these big that's not going to work.
No, I think the bigger problem with Izzo, anyhow, for the NBA has always been this, the lack of success by the Patinos and the Calipari's when they actually get to the NBA, which is why Krzyzewski never wanted to go to the – if Mike Krzyzewski were being honest with you, he would tell
Lakers
you flat out.
The Lakers offered him a big deal, Mark, a few years ago to go to the Lakers.
He's not willing to do it. He's not willing. He's already had some medical health conditions. He thinks that it's a much easier ride for him in Durham. He doesn't want to go sit there and have the daily pressure, the daily media.
To win.
That he doesn't get, obviously, in Durham, North Carolina, and certainly not in Los Angeles, where really it's a Lakers town. We all know it's a Lakers
town.
There's
only one coach
town.
Who won a championship in the NBA and college basketball. Just one.
Larry Brown.
Thank you, Dan. He's the only guy. Nobody else has done it. I get it. It's hard.
And LB could add an NIT championship with it, too. That, seriously. He's still in the NIT.
That would be incredible, wouldn't it?
Yeah. I mean, right? Or did they get beat last night? They only won last night.
No, they survived, I think. They survived.
So they're going to New York next week. They're down to the semifinals. In New York next Tuesday, I believe, of the semifinals.
One of the all-timers of the times Larry Brown was in town is when he came to the barbershop. When he came to Sporty Cuts on 7 Mile Road. Unbelievable experience. For that guy to just say...
That was a big day for you.
It was. He
did
said...
Did you drive him?
Yes, I did. I drove Larry Brown. Larry Brown sitting shotgun in the car, driving. We get to 7 Mile Road. He gets out. He gets into the barbershop. He goes, I want to go down there. He said, I heard you're at a barbershop. That's where all the real guys are, the real fans who can't always get to the ball games. He goes, I'm going to go down there. I'm like, really? He said, people walked in. It was like they saw a ghost. I'm not even kidding you. You know, you walk in and you're shocked. People walked in, they did this. They walked and they went.
Couldn't believe it.
Grab their cell phone. Get down to Sporty Cuts on 7 Mile. Larry Brown's here.
Did Rick go down there with you once too? Carlisle?
No, Mooch did.
Oh, Mariucci did.
Mariucci went as well.
No Morningwig though.
No.
Didn't Marty go somewhere with you?
No, he did sports rap. He did the show, but okay. he never did it. So.
And LB was great, right?
LB was great.
They
loved
him. Did
you buy
him lunch?
What? No, no. Because it was late. It was in the afternoon. But let me just say this real quick. It's the best part. So my business partner, Tico Edwards, from Sporty Cuts, he's wearing a Philadelphia 76ers hat that day. And the Pistons were playing the 76ers in the first round. So Tico says to Larry Brown, too bad you guys won't get past the first round because he has a Sixer hat on. So go through the whole round. They beat Miami in game 7. I'm standing in the tunnel. Larry Brown's the last guy to walk to the bus, to get on the bus, to go to the airport. He sees me standing over there on my cell phone. LB walks over. He goes, who you talking to? I said, I'm talking to Tico from the barbershop. He said, give me the phone. I hand Larry Brown the phone. He goes, I guess we got past the Sixers, huh?
Oh,
just
boy.
Like
oh,
that.
Oh,
I couldn't believe that he still remembered what Tico had said. Great story. All right.
Let's do this. Let's do a little expert car care business for you because you got to listen up with that whole pothole thing, that crater thing. We talk about it so much, but the broken ball joints and tie rods, front wheels out of alignment, it continues and will continue for a while. So be careful. If you're one of the many that have fallen victim to these hyenas crimes.
hyenas
potholes. Take your car, truck, or van. See Mike and the pros at Expert Car Care.
Mark, they offer free inspections and guarantee the lowest prices in town. And you will be back on the road safe and sound the same day.
That is right, Rob Parker, because they know what they're doing. They know how to get it done.
Can you go down to service?
Expert Car Care services everything on your vehicle from top to bottom, A to Z. I'm telling you, whether it's something as simple as a tire repair or as major as replacing an engine or transmission, I'm telling you, Expert Car Care can get this done for you big time.
That's right. Just mention Parker the Man, Mark. And you know what? Not only will you receive a free oil change with any work done, but also a free front wheel alignment if needed.
That's over $100 in savings passed on to you. It's that cool. Expert Car Care, that's Xpert. They've got locations for you, a couple of good ones. 7 Mile between Myers and Wyoming, and on 8 Mile between Mound and Van Dyke. It's Expert Car Care, your one stop. See my, I'm saying one. Look at me on the ParkerTheMan.com. Your one stop auto repair shop.
Hey, Mark.
Yes.
Go get Expert Car Care.
More TV themes, a sports wrap coming up. Get you caught up on the Wings, although I will tell you they're still down by a couple of goals. Sports Night with Parker and the Man, Mark and Rob, Detroit's 1130, WDFN, The Fan.
Following message is furnished by Major League Baseball.
It's Sports Night with Parker and the Man.